Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Yo.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys Band.
Aha! I'm just making sure I'm recording. I am.
You have Perfect. To. It's a podcast.
Don't record.
Yeah, if you
don't,
if you hear me, I'm recording. If you don't, I fuck something up.
We should put out an episode, just me and Jeff talking, and then big spaces where Mike was, because like Garfield without or John without Arbuckle without Garfield. Is that what that?
I think it was called Garfield without Garfield.
Garfield without Garfield. There you go.
Oh, and it's just John talking like to himself.
Yeah,
that's just sad. Good. That's good.
Yeah. It's like, have you seen Friends with no laugh track, and there's just like these long, long pauses?
Those are so funny to me. I love any internet stuff where they put in like the clothes shuffling and like the footsteps instead of like the laughter.
We all know the Dancing in the Street, David Bowie, Mick Jagger.
That's the best one.
It's so funny.
How about Jeopardy and everybody's Jeff and everyone?
No, that's good. That's good.
Jeff and Jeff.
Now, Jeff, when you see something like that, are you like, hey? Or are you like, this is great. We're getting the word out.
No, initially I was like, hey.
Hey.
Because you know, it's my name and all.
Sure. Well, I've got a little piece of a tidbit of something to talk about. Right. I am weaning off of keto. I did my month.
Mike, let me help you. Let me help you.
What?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was going to do 3 weeks. I did a month. I lost 14 pounds.
Wow. Holy shit. That is mission accomplished. I was being joking.
Mission accomplished for sure. I don't know if I ever reached ketosis. Who knows? I think to actually know, you have to
have your blood test
or something. But yeah, I think it was for me just like... now I got some like healthier habits in line, and it's not like pizza. I'll have 5 pieces.
You did a deep dive into low carb.
Yeah,
low carb.
Now I'm gonna switch. Yeah, now I'm gonna be more low carb, not no carb.
Mm.
Well, low on the carbs is good and healthy, but also, I mean, it's funny if keto taught you healthy habits, because like you're saying no pizza, but you could eat the pepperoni and the cheese,
right?
And that, on keto, but that would still kill you just in life.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like it's hard to. This is a problem I have like all the time. It's like I can drop 10 pounds in the blink of an eye, just no bread, no pasta. But I don't think I ever actually learned a healthy, like, I think you're supposed to wake up, have overnight oats.
Yeah.
And you at lunch, you have overday oats.
Day oats.
And then dinner, nice, fresh, hard oats, no water involved.
Well, I was talking to my sister-in-law, who's a nurse, and she was like impressed that I was doing it. But then she was like, don't be on this for too long. This is like not good.
It's a temporary.
Yeah, it's like a stunt crash diet.
Especially like look in your family. If you see how like some people like are just not going to get high cholesterol and then they're home free. They can eat fatty stuff. But if you got any heart attack or stroke in your family, you might want to not live on ketosis mode.
I think we got, my aunt and uncle are Iron Man runners. My mom and dad are marathon runners. Yeah, I think I'll be okay.
My grandparents shit themselves to the death. Mm,
watch out for that.
Hey, here's the thing. Jeff, you're wearing a lavender shirt. Mike, you're wearing a lavender shirt. This is our first episode back since the lavender haze blunder where the cosmopolitan recipe for Taylor Swift's Lavender Haze Lemonade
yeah.
had a misprint.
We should have known something was up there. That was 5 ounces of liquor is unheard of.
We sort of read it wrong.
It says
we didn't read it wrong. They posted it wrong.
Yeah, right.
It was supposed to say 1.5 ounces of gin, but it said like ingredient 1.5 ounces of gin. So there was a misplaced space. There's a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. Got a long list of ex-lovers.
Period space period is what they need.
Hey, do you remember also? Wait, in that recipe, they kicked it off with add this and this and this into the shaker in that order. Do you remember them specifying that?
Yeah,
there's
no reason for that.
I believe it was like gin, falernum, and
lemon
in that order, and I don't think that meant anything. Looking at them, it's not like it was anything with egg white or anything that the lemon juice
there's
would
nothing
fuck
that
up.
Could no, have no, a reaction or curdle. And also, it's not even going the Jack Schramm method of going cheapest to most expensive.
Jack Schramm would have balked at that.
Nonsense.
And then also it said, then add the ice. It was just bizarre. Yes. The whole thing was
fishy. Well, Cosmopolitan is not a cocktail publication.
It felt like maybe AI wrote it. But the thing about the 5 ounces of gin, it's not like it tasted too gin, too
it was
alcohol-y.
Good. We liked it.
I was like, this is fine. Like
we chalked it up to like, well, it's a big stadium drink. Of course it's going to be
you
like,
have it for a whole hour. Okay.
But honestly, like the drink that we had is probably better than the normal drink because it's probably pretty sweet. And lemonade-y, I guess. But ours
was dynamite. Also, like, you got to split the difference. The fact that they called for 1.5 ounces of gin is not enough, especially because you know that stadium's still charging $28. Yeah. I would say you need a comfortable 3 ounces.
You got to bring your own gin, add it to it.
Spike it.
Swifties out there. Oh, I wonder if any Swifties stuck around and are listening to this episode too.
Mike?
Yeah, droves.
They all did.
In droves.
I can't imagine anyone who's like a Taylor Swift fan, a traditional Taylor Swift fan. Listening to this and be like, I kind of like this. I'm
like, oh, God. Oh, great. I'm hooked on the Sloppy Boys now. This sucks.
The Taylor Swift fans don't pick up the search bar and say, I'm looking for anyone to say anything about Taylor Swift. Oh, the Sloppy Boys.
I used the hashtag.
But I just can't imagine anyone listening for the first time from the Swifty camp then being like, I'm going to continue this.
I bet cool. I would say probably about 100 million people like that are listening right now. And I hope they liked our Patreon episode where on the blowout last week, we did best Taylor Swift song. I've spent the whole week since then thinking of best Taylor Swift songs that slipped through the cracks. Like none of us said Cruel Summer. And I feel like Cruel Summer is kind of like the big boy for a lot of people.
Cruel Summer, AKA Halloween on the Beach.
Yes. That could be a good movie that we write.
There's a surfing jack-o'-lantern.
The cruel thing about the summer is that it's fall.
Yeah, I guess.
I forgot to say Delicate, too. That's one of my faves.
I was listening to that song, Lover. That's a good one, too. We mentioned it, but it really is like that Mazzy Star
song. Fade Into You.
Well, that album, Lover, kind of a disappointment for her, right? She talks about that in Americana, the doc.
But this was the thing, is that Cruel Summer... Track 2, obviously, it just sounds like such a perfect pop hit. It was supposed to be the single. I think she came out with like, what's that first song? You Need to Chill. Oh, no, I Forgot You Existed or Chill. Oh, yeah. You Need to Chill Out or whatever. Anyway. Uh-huh. No.
You need to calm
down. I'm trying to get out here, folks. I think the worst Taylor Swift song in history is on that album, right? Me.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, people made fun of her for that. But then the big single was supposed to be Cruel Summer, and it was slated to come out summer 2020. And then that was the COVID summer, and they decided not to come out with a single called Cruel Summer in history's cruelest summer. So that song really, it's on the album, people know it, but it never had its moment of being pushed, like its big day in the sun. So I think that now in the Eras tour, that it's kind of like, finally getting the single treatment.
Okay.
I mean,
meanwhile,
I feel really
Bananarama is getting played all throughout COVID.
Wait, what is?
Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good song.
Wait, what's
cool
what?
Summer? It's a cruel.
I can't cruel. Say it. No, I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was gruel. Gruel summer.
Hey, also, Kanye has a Cruel Summer album. Does he not?
He has Poopity
Scoop.
It's
called Cruel. What the hell?
Cruel Summer is the mixtape with like. Well, people don't like when I bring up Kanye, but.
Yay. They just want you to call him Yay.
Yeah, it's got like Click on it.
I don't know any of this.
Ain't Click? Nobody fucking with my Click. Click.
Adam Sandler was in Click. Did you guys know I have a famous meme? It's Adam Sandler's face.
What's that meme up to, by the way? Like up numbers wise.
Numbers wise?
Not socially.
I don't know. The money's rolling in. I don't know. I can't tell how many hits it's getting anymore.
They need to figure out a way that checks. If you get a like, you get a dollar.
Yeah. A dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar.
Great. I'd post all the time if that was the case. It adds up, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for
Shit Chat?
Is that it for Shit Chat?
Yes.
Wrap it up. It's time for Booze News. Hit it.
That is, now I'm curious if Burgess did that on his like keyboard or if he has a string quartet.
Oh. Ooh.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the little string in the background is doing the earworm.
Ah. That was Gardens of Gomorrah String Quartet, as sent to us by the great Paul Burgess. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Are you saying that was our hit single, Gardens of Gomorrah, but it was done with strings?
Yeah, sure, baby. That's what we were looking for the whole time.
Yep.
That was awesome.
He never answered the question, though. We don't know whether he's using MIDI strings or real strings. What do you guys think?
I would guess it's...
Sounds real.
How many instruments do you think were in there?
Quartet means four.
Oh, nice.
But that means he's got to nice. Own one of each. A violin, a cello.
Or has access to.
A bass and a super bass.
He borrowed it from Minaj.
From Nicki Minaj.
That was cool. Now, we probably should maybe look at this from a legal angle and take him to court.
Yeah. Consider him sued. Yeah. Fry him. I say lock him up and fry him, man.
Whoa.
Okay, booze news. This is very exciting for longtime listeners of this podcast. We'll be very happy to hear.
What about the hosts?
Longtime co-hosts.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who listen to this show, they'll come up to me and they say, Tim is pretty much my boy at this point. I love Tim and I love his two co-hosts. Mm-hmm. And people like that and my co-hosts are gonna be really excited to hear that there's been something we've been talking about on this pod for a really long time, a place I wanted to go, a thing I wanted to try. I finally got to do it recently, and it all rests within this very special pre-taped
ooh.
Booze News segment. Sit back, relax, and hit it.
Oh, this is nice.
Mike eats his way through New York City.
T-Boy Edition.
Cal BK makes his way through the Midwest today. What is up, Cal BK here, reporting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm it's kind of a rowdy sidewalk here. I'm out here with Ben Axrat. How's it going, Ben?
Hey, baby.
I just had my first Wisconsin Supper Club dining experience. Oh. Ben, this was your first one too, right?
It was.
Let's recap. What the question with Wisconsin Supper Clubs is, we didn't know, is it just a restaurant? Is it just a steakhouse? Are we just talking about a family restaurant where old people eat? But let's recap. We went to a place called, I looked at the official Wisconsin Supper Club list, and there were three or four of them within the city limits. It's usually a rural thing. And we chose one that had the vibe, and it was called the 5 o'clock Steakhouse. Okay, so what made it not a normal restaurant? We stepped in, it's a bar. There was live entertainment. There was a cello player playing Radiohead.
I think maybe even before I'll say, I think the first, maybe to me, the first thing that stood out was, okay, we're going to a place called the 5 o'clock club. What time does the 5 o'clock club open? 4:30.
That's fucked. And our reservation was for 7? Like, what even? I can't even. Like, we're living in the upside down at this point, okay? Fucking Demogorgon fucking on my ass. We go in there. Well, here's what's funny. I made a 7 o'clock reservation. We get there at 6:45. Mm-hmm. We walk up to the host booth, mm-hmm. and she says, have a seat at the bar. Now, I love that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times at steakhouses, I like to have a drink before dinner. But it wasn't because we were early. They have everybody go to the bar, mm-hmm. right?
Completely customary.
And she said, I was like, oh, because we're early? She's like, no, just have a seat. And you put in a drink order, and then I'll come tell you when your table's ready. So we sat down. You had a Coke. I had a brandy old-fashioned sweet. They muddled it. They shook it with the Sprite in it. That was interesting. It was delicious. And then so we're sitting at the bar. She came up. There was more stuff. She took our order.
Yep.
So she gives us the menus at the bar and says, oh, wow. You're not getting your food here. Because she hands us the menus. I was like, hey, look, bitch, I don't want to eat at the bar. I was like, I don't want to eat at the bar. I want a table. And she's like, no, you order at the bar and we'll get your food going and then you'll sit at the table. So we put in our order. And then here was the real kicker. We finish up our drinks. She tells us our table is ready. And then she walks us into the dining room and we arrive. Like, we had said what salad dressing we wanted with our salad and stuff. We arrive to a table set with food.
And brilliant.
And what was there? There was a relish tray. What was in there?
We had some pickles, a little bit of I couldn't tell if there was like a light pickling to the other vegetables. We had some
We didn't venture beyond the pickles.
No, we didn't.
There was like radishes and bell peppers and a carrot in a little charming little metal tray. And we had like a table salad to split that we both had garlic parmesan.
Parmesan peppercorn.
Yeah. And then they brought us bread with butter and honey. But that stepping up to a table that was already set, that was the thing. Mm-hmm. Then from that point forward, there's lots of carts rolling around. They brought out our Ben had a porterhouse, I had a ribeye. Both were fantastic. And then when dinner came, Ben had the key lime pie. And this was real Wisconsin to me. They had after dinner drinks, spirited ice cream drinks, they called them. They had a grasshopper, all kinds of shit. And I got the Brandy Alexander.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious. Iconically supper club. Was there anything else that was about that room?
I don't know that necessarily anything specific about the room. It just it had a classic us kind of vibe to it. It felt
Do you guys know where the Outsider is by chance?
Is it the rooftop bar here at the Kimpton?
Yeah. The place?
This is the Kimpton Hotel, and you just take the up to the ninth floor.
Yeah, Tim knows where the bar is.
The Kimpton.
Oh, thank you. A little bit of Midwestern hospitality.
Yeah. We got to sign a release.
You're on booze news, lady. And then, a lot of old people eating, a lot of families. I was just charmed by the room. Wooden veneer kind of wood paneling and Schlitz signs and that type of thing.
And I thought, like, so the question of is a Wisconsin supper club different than a restaurant? I think to the untrained eye, just looking at a menu or hearing about the experience, not necessarily, but when you are there, it is a unique experience unto itself. And some of the things, like some of the club vibes to it, are just the way in which, like, this is protocol for how we do it. Sit down at the bar. They explain to us that most people come in fresh off of work. They have a quick drink. Then they sit down at their table. This has been going on since 1955, which told us that it's definitely a symbol of the patriarchy. And we're back for it.
I think you're right. There's a je ne sais quoi about the way they're treating the dining experience. My only complaint, I don't know if this happened to you, my only complaint is had a lovely time. We loved our server. We loved our food. When I went to the bathroom, I was standing at the urinal, and I took out my dick, and it was like really small. And I was looking at my zipper. I was like, "This, it's all pubes down here. This where is this fucking thing?" So I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. And that's just the type of thing that sours my evening.
I hear that.
I don't fly all the way out here to just have my little tiny dick be hard to find. I could do that in L.A. But other than that, I give the 5 o'clock steakhouse 5 clocks. How about you?
5 inches for me too. I mean, 5 clocks for me as well.
5 inches. Holy shit. John Holmes, motherfucker. Who's another porn star? Ron Jeremy. Okay, that's it for Booze News. Peace, bye.
It was Mike Eats His Way Through New York City.
Whoa. Not a TCAT edition to get us out?
No, at the end, it's like the parent company is Mike Eats His Way. Oh. It's sort of like his production logo.
Right, right. Wow, so you went to it.
I finally, like 2 years in the making, we've been talking about these supper clubs. The name of the game is the Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet and the Brandy Old Fashioned Sour. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I drank them both the whole week that I was there, and I got to say, it's really fun to see how they vary. Like sometimes I'll be at a dive bar, I would get one and it would be huge in a pint glass, and like lots of places do their own spin. But it's just it's not like the fancy old fashions we get elsewhere. These are like, it's a red cherry, it's an orange slice, it's a big drink. A lot of the Brandy Old Fashioned sweets were like pretty cloyingly sweet. So I would have the sour, and even the sour would be a little on the sweet side. But when they get a little melty, they're delicious. This is just a big brandy town. Everybody's drinking brandy everywhere.
Having the meal, going to your table and your food is there is like,
that's so weird.
A game changer.
It was like being called for dinner.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
By your mom.
Well, it feels like you're Scrooge and you wake up and then outside your bed canopy, there's a whole banquet of food waiting for you.
Now, wait a minute. Did this place look like, I'm guessing it was like wood paneled stuff with carpet everywhere and it smelled like old steaks, like the walls and carpet smelled. In a good way.
What's the leather chair with the buttons? You know, like
Yep.
Like the buttons are pressed in, so the chair has like bread loafy lumps.
It still
like
has
a
wheels
upholstery,
on it.
Yeah.
What? There's a name for that. It's like Pufford or something, or Cofford or
Pufford.
Pufford.
Puffy.
Hanford, I think.
Big Pufford chair.
But yeah, it was charming as hell. And then a thing that I think that we've been doing every Thanksgiving, we've been doing old fashions, right? We did an old fashioned, then we did a brandy old fashioned sweet. We should do the brandy old fashioned sour next, but I would say the thing I gleaned for this podcast is about these after dinner ice cream cocktails. I have seen these before in the Midwest and I never had them, but the two big boys are the Grasshopper and the Brandy Alexander. And I asked our server which one is more popular. And she said, they are absolutely tied and they are the two most popular by far, but they had a whole menu. There was a one with banana liqueur. And then there was a Galliano one. Ooh. There's 8 or 10 different ice cream cocktails, but everybody, you look around the room, everybody's having Grasshoppers and Brandy Alexanders, and they're like milkshakes in a martini glass.
They have actual ice cream in them?
Yep.
Ooh, that's good.
We got to get, because they have too much ice cream over there. They got to get rid of it.
Yeah. Wait, now, did you have a baked potato?
I did not. Steaks were a la carte. We got creamed spinach and some other side. Something
next time, get that baked potato.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
It's called Tufted, by the way, with the leather with the buttons.
Tufted.
But is that it for Booze News?
Wrap it up.
Great. Ooh. Booze News this week, Tim.
Was that Punch Out?
Yeah, it was just sort of the generic NES cheer.
Oh, yeah.
It reminded me of beating Piston Honda in Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah.
What was that game? What was that game? Golden Axe for like Sega? I think it was
Yeah, that's a game.
Yeah, I used to play the arcade version at a bowling alley, and that reminded me of something. Like when someone got killed, they were like, "Ah!" it was that like crunchy, yeah,
all scratchy.
Wait a second. Did we learn? Was it here or elsewhere that I learned that there was an offensive character that was taken out of, like, Soda Popinski was actually like Vodka Drinkinski or something like that?
Well, I think they had I think there was a lot of people that...
There was a lot of racially insensitive one, but there was one that was saying that a certain type nationality people were drunk.
Oh, I bet you it was an Irish thing that they changed to Soda Popinski because he's got like red hair.
Yeah, something like
Popinski
that.
Popinski doesn't sound like an Irish name, though.
Well, they probably changed it to accommodate. Hey, folks, the character's original name was Vodka Drunkensky. I'll tell you one fun fact I remember. Sure, we played a lot of Mario Kart 64, but did you ever play the Super Nintendo Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the Japanese version, when you win as Peach or Bowser, and you're on the top of that little stand, it says congratulations, they would drink the champagne, and Peach would be like red-faced, and Bowser would have like a big wide mouth. But then on the American version, it's all squeaky clean, and they just like throw the bottle up and down in celebration.
Interesting.
I think that's kind of funny.
That's funny to still celebrate, but with the bottle, just not drinking it. Just
like, also, it is a little suspect that like Mario or Luigi don't drink, but they're like, yeah, but Peach gets fucked up.
It's sus.
It's sus.
Yeah, it's sus, and it's sketch.
Well, they're probably like our main guys. We can't even show our main guys drinking, so we'll have the lesser characters.
Yeah.
These are my guys.
These are my guys. Wow.
Peach, Mario, Luigi. Luigi, Luigi wears green overalls. What else is green?
He doesn't wear green overalls.
Luigi?
He wears a green undershirt.
Yeah. Well, there are other vegetables and things that are green, but...
Where are you going with this?
Pickle martini. Pickles. Pickles, my boy.
You lean into the microphone.
Pickles.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, Mike wants to get into the drink of the day.
I thought that might be something to do, but I'm not introing, so I will hang back.
The drink of the day is the pickle martini. You've had?
Have not had.
Not had.
Excited to have.
Yeah, I've been close.
I've always been curious about
close, but no cigar.
You've been so close, but just so far out of reach. Yeah. I've been known to put a splash of pickle juice or like horseradish into my vodka rocks at home sometimes. But I've had a pickle martini at Verdugo Bar in L.A. and New York restaurant in Catskill.
Okay.
But there's some rando ones you just find that have always been around. But I would say that there's been this growing rumbling about this drink for the last few years. And it feels like it's starting to reach a fever pitch, and it's been on Booze News last week, and we had to address.
So you're saying, Tim? You're saying it could have been a contender.
It could currently be a contender.
It is a contender.
Listen to these headlines. Men's Journal: Is 2023 the year of the pickle martini? Forbes: Shake up your martini with a French pickle. Jezebel: Here's your cocktail this summer. Trust me. And they mentioned a pickle martini from a cocktail bar in Williamsburg. AOL News had a list of restaurant trends and pointed out pickle martinis at Maison Pickle, Mono and Mono, and Chez Zou, all of which are in Manhattan.
Wow. Maison Pickle sounds like a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll take my recording equipment out, Tim, and do a pickle martini tour.
A New York version of Calpe makes his way through the Midwest.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that why I talked about this Jezebel article on Booze News, and we said, let's run with it. It bleeds, it leads, we're doing it. We wanted to try it. And when poking around, like, there's not like, this isn't on the IBA list or in Difford's or on liquor.com per se. There's not really any one recipe. But the idea here is you're making a dirty martini with pickle juice instead of olive brine. And because martinis are like the most customizable of the drinks, obviously recipes are all over the place, so I did a little googling, found too many options. I talked to celebrity bartender Jack Schramm, and he said the way that he does it is just vodka and pickle juice, and he uses the same spec that he would for a dirty martini. And you know, he's told us before that he doesn't really think that salty olive brine works well with gin or vermouth. So I kind of agree with that. So here's what we're going to do is Jack's recipe that he said he would use if somebody ordered at a bar is 2 ounces of vodka and 1 ounce of pickle juice. And he said that that's for like, that's the spec he uses for like calling it like a dirty martini. And that's what I think we should do today. But he said, if you just want a little bit of the pickle taste, that he alters it to 2.5 ounces of vodka, half an ounce of pickle, less pickle forward.
I was going to say 1 ounce seems like not enough pickle for me, but I'll do 2-to-1 to start.
Yeah, I'll do the, and he was saying like, that doing it with gin, like gin is too florally of a taste.
Right, that juniper-y taste has its own kind of thing going on, so we don't really need it here. He said he said vodka. He recommended a rye vodka like Belvedere or Sobieski, and he said kind of the fun of this drink is experimenting with your favorite pickle juice. He likes spicy McClure's, which
we love. Yeah, that'd be good.
Remember, I tracked that down when we did picklebacks because that's what they originally used in Brooklyn for the first picklebacks, and I had to go to like Bristol Farms in Pasadena to find.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
It's delicious, but. So we each got our own pickle juice and yeah, I think, you know, there's no official method, so I'm going to shake mine. You could stir if you want, but you know, a lot of times when you know, people say like, oh, you know, you should stir if it's gin because you don't want to bruise the gin. Well, we don't have gin. Or you should stir because vermouth is making a silky viscous drink, but we're not using vermouth. So I'm just going to shake the shit out of mine. And, for garnish, I don't know, pickle garnish.
Yeah, I guess a pickle.
Why not?
Makes sense.
If you have a tiny little pickle, throw it in there. If you if you have a big pickle, do a slice and put it on there like a wheel.
Just lay it on there. Boom.
That's great. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, me too.
Now, before this episode we recorded, I got in contact with our podcast, a resident pickle expert, Franny G, Fran Gillespie.
Whoa.
Nice.
And I texted her. I said, we're doing the pickle martini. Care to comment? And this is what she sent in.
I enjoy drinking pickle martinis. I much prefer them to Bellinis. In fact, they're so sublime, they inspired this rhyme, which I will submit to McSweeney's.
I never knew that that's what inspired that rhyme.
I know, I guess so. And I didn't know she was submitting to McSweeney. That's fantastic. I hope she
Once you do all that work, you've written the first three lines, you may as well submit to McSweeney's and mention it in the final line.
So yeah, I think she's down. She's in.
Perfect.
Cool.
After we did pickleback shots, I was doing just picklebacks on the rocks, like as a cocktail and worked. And then I even got Wicked Pickle Whiskey at one point. Which I liked. So I'm no stranger to drinking pickly drinks, but I've never had this exact ratio of vodka and pickle juice.
Right.
You will.
Well, I have various pickle options, but let's talk about them when we come back.
As we
Ooh.
Folks, see you in a bit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That, of course, is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Now we're back, pickle martinis in hand.
Yo.
Check this one out.
Ooh,
nice. Oh, he did the same thing, Mike. The little,
and look at me,
the dill chip.
Yeah, there we go.
Yay, that's great,
guys. Oh. And we all have like electric yellow,
yeah. Neon green.
None of
store.
The pictures on the internet look like this, but we all are dumb guys.
I'm curious what flavors you use, but first, Jeff,
first sips.
All right.
Ooh, interesting. Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, baby. Hoo-hoo, hee-hee, zip. Imagine if you had a full ribeye in your stomach and you sipped that.
Yeah, I wonder if the pickle juice makes it sharper or more of a dull blade that kind of knocks it down like a broadsword.
It's a blunt object.
It beats it around a little bit like an old knight.
A club.
Ooh. Interesting. Ooh. I was expecting, I mean, I only drink gin martinis, so I know I put vodka in here, but I was still like, ooh, gin taste? Not there.
Mike, you can do whatever you want. It's customizable.
I'm going to do gin after this.
Ooh, really?
I just wouldn't do a very floral botanical gin, but if you had yourself a Gordon's.
A beef eater.
Yeah, beef eater is perfect.
I got beef eater.
There is a wide, wide variance in pickle juices.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I have been saving forever because anytime
saving your money.
Yeah, I've been saving up for the good pickle juice.
To get the good golden pickle.
No. I have so many jars that look like this of the grocery store signature select hamburger dill pickle chips that I throw in every sandwich and salad and whatever else. But I always keep the juice because for picklebacks, and then also I like to sneak a little sip.
Jefferson!
Every so often you see... Wow.
But here's the thing.
Wow.
I knew for this episode, I wanted to do like a spicy McClure's, like a spicy dill. I go to my local Albertsons, and they have Famous Dave's hot ones, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, that's hot and sweet. I don't want a sweet pickle with pepper in it.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed the Vlasic Extreme Heat chips.
Ooh.
Like so.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think I've ever had the...
Problem is, these are also hot and sweet. Hmm. I got no use for them.
You're a little hot and sweet yourself.
I think the McClure's have a little sweet to them. They're not fully bread and butter, but I don't think you're too far off.
So I guess round two I'm going to try this, but I don't look forward to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So wait, for this first one, you just use the regular dill chip.
Regular grocery store dill.
Yeah, I used B&G hamburger dill.
Yep. That's such a Hanford looking jar. B&G.
B&G. Big and green.
I had some funny options. I had the I had a pickle in a bag, one of those solo, one big pickle.
Oh, yeah, the gas station
pickle. Which I want to say was gifted to me by Fran. I can't be sure.
she's given me one of those before. I think that's her. Or go to.
I gave it a taste, and it. I think it would have been the right taste, but it was like electric green. And then, Jeff, I had Famous Dave's, but I have not the sweet hot. I have Famous Dave's Devil's Spit.
That's the hottest one.
I'm gonna try that for round two because I think that's probably the. I haven't had it yet, but I think that's will be my attempt at a spicy McClure's.
Ooh,
which is what, Brooklyn based McClure's. Yeah. But. Mm. What I ended up going with, I had all my jars out and I tasted, and I used a Mount Olive brand dill relish. And I just took a spoon of the relish because it tastes of everything I had. It tasted like the most straightforward classic. It wasn't a sweet relish. It was a dill relish.
Okay, but
so
how
you
do
got
you,
the you got the just the juice of the relish.
How do you just get the juice? It sounds like a fiasco.
It's the type of relish
you
got to
push
was,
the spoon down.
No, it was just like a bunch of diced pickle at the bottom of the jar, and then the whole jar was just pickle juice.
Oh, so it's not like slime.
So you don't really have to. You don't really have to push the spoon down.
No, I know you want me to push the spoon down.
You know what I'm talking about. Push it down. Let all the liquid fill up. The spoon comes up.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean.
Hey, you ever see these?
Mount Olive, are those singles? Pickle juicers? What's that?
Pickle juice singles. Mount Olive has released pickle juicers.
Are people drinking juice, like pickle juice, like a thing?
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what's really good? Have you had the Fee Brothers pickle juice?
Electrolytes.
You know Fee Brothers, like the bitters brand? They have a spicy pickle juice that's bomb.
That's interesting, because like, you know, Dirty Sue does just olive juice?
Yep, and they do.
They're kind of getting
too.
In that game.
Oh, yeah. I had that Dirty Sue stuff once, and I didn't really like it. Something was off about it. It was like sweet or something.
I think
it was like the main, just like the original or like regular style.
I like Dirty Sue, but I hear what you're saying, and I would prefer just like a good brine from a good jar of olives. But what was really funny is during the pandemic, I had the big bottle of Dirty Sue. And you know, when I make martinis, I only make them very slightly dirty. And it was in a wine bottle, right? So that's, 750 milliliters. And it was so weird to finish that bottle. Because when I use it, I use like an eyedropper. So the fact that I finish it is like, oh, I guess I had like 400 martinis.
You guys like pickles regularly?
Yeah, dude.
Like a big fat pickle?
I love more garlicky. I like a Batomp pickle. I like Bubbies, the little ones.
I like Cornichon a lot. Oh, that would be Cornichon great. Juice would be good in here.
Because that's like really, really like tight and tart and potent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a Cornichon.
They always have good
fatty foie gras on a little toast.
Ooh. I've never had foie gras.
Well, it's unethical, but you go up to the Hudson Valley, they have some amazing foie gras up there.
There's that one Cornichon brand, I forget what it is, but you open up the top and you pull a little plastic elevator up that like separates the cornichons nice? From the juice.
A dumbwaiter
going up.
That's really cute, man. That's
it is cute.
Do you know the difference between a cornichon and a gherkin? I like them both, but one is really clovey and one is more pickly, and I don't know what's what.
Clovey, interesting. Kinda. Probably the
what was the first
cornichon?
Cornichon.
What was the first one you? No. Before that, you said a. It was a Bubby was one, and even before that.
Batomp?
I've never heard of that. I'm looking it up.
It's like a red and white striped label.
Oh, it's two words. Oh, it's a brand, Tim. It's a brand.
Yeah. You recognize that jar, though, right?
Yes, I recognize
the jar.
Their
garlic dills are really
these,
good.
Yeah. They also, they look like a company that would make like pickled eggs. I've never had a pickled egg, have you?
You think it's Batomp Day? I don't know what it is. But,
Batomp.
Yeah, I like pickled eggs. I love I love all that food that's on a... There's a scene in the Ladies' Man movie where they do a challenge and they're eating like pig knuckles and pickled eggs from the bar of a dive bar. I love all that shit. They sell it at Philippe's Original French Dips in L.A.
Now, what is a pig knuckle? I've heard of that before, but is it actually the hoof?
It's just what it sounds like, my man.
But they don't got hands.
Sure they do.
Pigs don't got hands. Sure they do. They do not. They got a funny nose. They got a curled tail.
The pay pigs do.
like we love the pay pigs. Love the pay pigs.
Yes, they are fine.
Hey,
swine.
Pig, I think I love you.
You're kissing a pig. We should do a photo shoot where we're kissing pigs on the lips and say, this one goes
we love
the
our
pig.
Pay pigs.
We should do a thing. Should do a thing like, hey, up until, you know, October 9th, however many pay pigs we have, we will go out and find that number of pigs and take our picture with them. And you can have it.
Wow, we'll take our picture with them.
Well, we'll sign it and send it to them.
They want their privacy. To all the Swifties who are new to the podcast empire, to explain, on our Patreon, behind our paywall, our subscription shows, you can pay $5 a month for the Sloppy Boys Blowout. You can pay $10 a month for the Sloppy Boys Blowout and Questions with Lennon.
And the ad-free main line.
And the ad-free main line and MP3s and cool stuff.
Yeah.
But then you could also pay $100 a month for no additional perks. And those are our beloved pay pigs. And we've got three of them.
We got
and
three we in the sty.
Them. We love them more than our other listeners.
Yep.
Oh,
we should start. Start thanking them.
We have a nice little sty going.
Oh yeah. Is it muddy in there?
We shouldn't say we love them because it might step on their arousal. They sort of get off on.
Oh yeah. I guess we love them.
Yeah. We're the goddesses, and they're our little piggies.
Yeah. They're just little ATMs to us. They get off on the financial domination.
We're too nice to them and it turns them off. You're like, hey, you ruined my kink. What the fuck?
My biggest fear is talking too much about the pay pigs and they go, oh shit, right, I'm paying for that. And then unsub. Some of those pay pigs.
Unsub?
I think one of the pay pigs has been around for a year.
That's fucking nuts.
I think he died.
No. He's alive and well.
He's living his best life.
He's a pig in shit.
But I will say this to the pay pigs. If you guys unsubscribe, well, I can't pay rent.
We're going under.
You don't have to pay rent. You can just squat.
Yeah, squat over the... I'm not going to finish that. this is getting better and better. At first, it was too something.
Shocking? Striking?
Striking.
I understand why Shram gave us the option to dial back the juice, because this is very dirty. Yeah. I love the taste. I love sour stuff, but I got to say, as a salt-sensitive individual, when I have this much salt, here's a little peek into my private life, I'm going to have some ZQL tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to have restless leg syndrome, and I'm going to have a parched mouth, and I'm going to be waking up, not to mention my fucking CPAP machine blowing air in my fucking head.
How's that going,
I got enough going on. That sucks.
Yeah, your sleep is an event. There's a lot going on in there.
There's a lot.
You got the 100 count Egyptian cotton things that
we should sell tickets to that thing.
Yeah. I would love to see what goes on in that bedroom.
Ooh, it's nasty, man. You know?
Yeah, nasty, up to a point, I should say.
Tim, for real, the salt has to do with restless leg syndrome? I thought that was an iron deficiency thing.
Yeah, I don't know all the science. Restless leg syndrome is a thing that has come and gone for me over the years, but there's a similar restlessness that's not necessarily just the legs, but like if I have...
Restless, arm or...
Restless
neck.
Torso. If I have a salted rim on my Bloody Mary or margarita or something, or let's say I have sushi and I'm really dunking in the soy sauce.
Oh yeah, kabloo.
I'll just lay in bed. Kabloo. I'll have to drink so much water before bed, and then that'll wake me up to piss all night. Or I just go to bed, and I'm like, it's just, I have this unsettled, salty feeling. It's so weird, because like, in the day, if I have too much salt, I feel fatigued. But then at night, I can't sleep. And you're like, you mean to tell me I was tired during the day and awake at the night?
Yeah. Tim, the best, the saltiest thing that I had accidentally, which I still get, is it Yucca's taco stand?
Oh, yeah, baby. You got the cheeseburger?
The Cochinita Pibil burrito has like a fine dust of salt all over it.
Really
it, like
does.
Micro fine dust.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are my fingers all dried out? Oh, because this entire burrito is fucking covered in like nano dust of the saltiest salt.
Ground down salt.
I've watched them, because I go there all the time and I get a double cheeseburger plain. No condiments, no tacos.
The burgers there are fantastic for a taco stand.
And I see them going ting, ting, ting with the salt shaker. They have like one of those like old, like a metal salt shaker with a handle, and they go ting, ting, ting with the tongs. And they salt it up so good. I'm like, oh, thanks for my burger. On the salt.
Sure.
And I say, pass the ZQL because I got to sleep.
Hey, the
you
new kid in town.
Got a salt and pepper a burger. Go ahead, Jeff.
Cafe Los Feliz.
Yeah?
Now does cheeseburgers.
They do?
I haven't had it yet. I saw it on Hot Goss on Hillhurst, and I'll tell you, you want to know something that even Hot Goss doesn't know yet?
What?
Twice now, I have fired up the Postmates pickup version, not delivery, for Cafe Los Feliz, and the breakfast burrito has been buy one, get one free.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
The signature item on the menu twice.
Only on the Postmates app?
Those are good.
Postmates, I mean, I haven't tried it elsewhere. Postmates app in the morning, I want to say it might have actually been two different Sunday mornings. But
wait, I'm confused though. I don't like Postmates, but you're saying that you can use it for pickup? That means there's no Postmate.
Yeah, exactly. But so it's just a way of like dealing with the restaurant, and it's cheaper.
Is it so the restaurant doesn't have like set up their own system?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they probably also still do it, but it's just got my payment information, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
I ordered some Guisado's tacos the other day on DoorDash, and they kept delaying, and it was taking like an hour longer than they said. So I called up the restaurant. I was like, "Hey, what's going on?" And they're like, "Yeah, we got your bag of food here sitting getting cold, but there's no Dashers available." So I was like, can I just come there and get my food? And they're like, sure. So I went there and I'm like, "Hey, I'm Tim." And they're like, "Oh, great. Here's your food." And I was like, "Well, no Dasher ever came. What should I do?" And they're like, "Cancel your order, I guess." And I'm like, "Won't you guys not get any money?" and they're like, "I think we'll get the money." And then I canceled the order and they didn't get any money. So I guess I shouldn't talk about it on a podcast, but I like to live my life out loud.
Wow.
Well, hold on. A quick little update here.
Yes.
I fired up the Cafe Los Feliz on Postmates. The store is closed. However, the offer, buy one, get one free, breakfast burrito is right up top.
That's amazing.
I'm going to do this every day. That's a life changer.
Yeah, that is
so good.
It's such a good burrito. It's so buttery.
It's really good. That hot sauce is really good, too. It's very unique. I don't know what the deal is.
It's like a spicy mayo.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Tim, I like all sauces that look like that. It's like
any creamy pink sauce.
A creamy pink orange sauce that comes with like either hot chicken or fries or this burrito. It's generally a mayonnaise with some sort of spicy shit in it. That's the best.
Hey, if for our listeners in Holyoke, Massachusetts, this past week I was at in Holyoke and I had Crave, a taco place.
Oh, I thought you meant Crave the cereal with a K.
No, with a C. It was very good. Go to them.
Was it epic?
It was epic sauce, and I loved it. I got one of each of the pork, beef, chicken, and shrimp.
They were all good.
And it comes in this the taco equivalent of like au jus sauce.
And you
dip those.
Drippins.
Yeah. And I may have eaten some with a spoon, like a soup.
You gotta dunk it in the drippins.
The now defunct El Patio on, was it Western or Vermont in LA? We used to go there. They had a moat, a chorizo fat moat, where they would dredge your tortillas through red fat.
And then cook it, or that was the last step?
Let's say you got an asada taco. They take your tortilla, drip it through a chorizo fat moat, and then put it on the grill, sizzle it up, and then put your asada on it.
You know, Tim, what they should do is like, you've been to a sushi place where the sushi comes around on boats?
Yeah.
They should have a chorizo fat moat that kind of goes around and your food just kind of, food kind of floats by and you just grab it.
Chorizo river.
I got to do one of those sushi boat things.
Got to do a lazy river.
Oh yeah,
for a Sloppy Boys blowout.
Let's get the three of us.
I love lazy rivers.
Get some beers, get some girls, and
Let's go to a fucking water park soon, please. Can we just do that?
Or I just did a lazy river at Mandalay Bay in Vegas. But guys, we should go to Austin, Texas, and do a river float. You bring an onion bag full of beers. You have some brisket at the end. A friend of mine saw a couple of people having sex there.
Wow, what?
On the floats.
No, at the end of the river,
on land,
float, there was people in missionary on the dirt having sex.
Wow, they must have been on shrooms, man.
I think they were trying to start a family.
I think they were trying to start a fire. Were they skinny?
Yeah, they were skinny as sticks.
Were they two Groots? Okay. Groot, you can't have sex with a girl, you start a fire.
That's Groot's problem.
Yeah. That's why I'm still a virgin. Still haven't seen. Seen.
You were so excited.
I will. I'll see it. I'm gonna see it. I saw. I saw Spider-Man.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Spider-Man. I gotta see
Across the Universe.
Cool. Oh man, it's cool.
That's so cool because I loved Into the Spider-Verse, so I'm really excited for Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh, Tim, don't mock us.
Nice.
No, they're actually good.
Don't. You're being facetious.
No, I know.
They are good, Tim.
No,
they are good stories.
No, dude, you have to believe me. I get it. Marvel movies, blah, blah. You got to see these Spider movies, all man. Right.
Jeff, all mute him. Mute him.
Well, here's the
animation.
The thing.
The animation is really cool.
No, but
the
guys,
really cool.
No. They have heart.
It is.
They have heart.
They don't have heart. They have good storytelling.
They have
good
heart.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
You got to have a heart. Oh.
I took my nephew to see it recently. And We stopped at a Walgreens to maybe pick up a little candy to bring in our pockets to the And some fucking guy at the register, like, gave us a spoiler. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, really?
He's like, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard this one thing. It's not a huge spoiler. And they said it. I was like, great.
That's fucking stupid.
I don't want to say what it is, but it was just like, oh, man. You dork.
He should be fired.
That's what I talked to the manager about that, and he was like, I am the manager. I was like, well, then I'm fucking shit out of luck.
All right, let me steer back to the drink. I'm this far down.
Chug it.
Yeah, me too.
Just a little bit more to go.
I finished mine a long time ago. I'm loving this, and I'll tell you why. I love martinis. They're so good. Yeah. A savory drink. And
Tim, I know what's your fave.
What's that?
I know what's your fave. I know it's Mike's fave.
Yeah.
Good.
How do you feel, Jay?
Not my fave, but way up there.
But you don't like the glass because you want to walk around the room. Hey, everybody, it's me, Dutch. Do you know that I'm a director?
Well, this was nice because it wasn't so much liquid that it like went off to the way tippy top.
Yeah. I want it sharper.
I'm going to do Famous Dave's Devil's Spit for my second round and see what the fuss is. And it's okay to use, if you guys have sweet, like bread and butter pickles, that's allowed too. A lot of the recipes I saw online use that.
Ugh.
It's all
allowed. I'm going to do it for round two. Vlasic Extreme Heat Chips.
Ooh.
Are you going to stick with the 1 ounce of juice, or are you going to go to the lower half ounce of juice?
I think I'm going to stick to the same just because I really do like it a juice.
Yeah, I like it a juice.
That's good. Do you guys remember earlier when Tim was like, oh, have you had or heard? And I said, no, I haven't even heard of it or had it. I was so fucking stupid back then. I have had
young.
This.
It was 45 minutes ago.
I know. I was younger then. I went to this. I don't know how I got tickets for this. I think it was like you go listen to a timeshare spiel and then you get tickets to this thing. I went to a cocktail cocktail making lesson with Kenny Loggins once. Did I tell you guys this?
No, you never mentioned
No.
I never mentioned this. Well, it was like, you know, he's basically this huge conference room. 350 people were there. He's in front on the stage. Everyone's got all the ways to make a drink. And he's teaching us how to make pickletinis.
What the fuck?
It was crazy. It was like, and he's a nice guy and stuff. Three strange things, though, I thought.
Three strange things.
I thought, in this situation. He couldn't remember the exact, the whole word for one of the ingredients.
Okay.
Okay, so he had like part of the word.
Part of the word. The other one was he also just couldn't remember what one of the ingredients was called, which was like
kind of a variation on the first problem.
I think he just got like he was out by the pool and they were like, "Hey, don't forget you got this thing." He's like, "Yeah." And he just got up there and winged it. And the third thing, he's got a great singing voice. We all know that.
Sure.
Have you heard his speaking voice?
Come to think of it, probably not. I probably haven't.
It's strange. Nobody knows what Kenny Loggins sounds like speaking.
Could sound like anything.
Well, when he was doing the lesson, I kind of, without dropping it in my brain or anything, I got my phone out and hit the record button on my voice app. And I'll share it with you now if, Jeff, you want to press play. But this is, Kenny Loggins teaching us how to make pickle teeny.
Just get this straight. Kenny Loggins teaching us how to make pickle martinis. He's got two problems, though. He can't remember one full ingredient and the partial other ingredient.
Right, and then his speaking voices.
And his speaking voices.
It was unique to me. It was unique.
To you, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it.
Juice, pick juice. Then you add a clear booze. Forgot the name, but I know it rhymes with something. Shake it up and pour it into your martini glass. Cheers with me. Here's to the pickletini. Everybody pour. Everybody pour pick juice. Thanks, everyone, for coming to my cocktail class. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go take a piss.
Oh.
And maybe a shit.
His speaking voice is not what I
strange, expected. Strange. Even his singing voice isn't that good, but it's strange, strange guy.
Sounds like Dudley Moore with a lisp or something.
Something's going on.
Got some a Long Island lockjaw going on. Also, it's weird. He couldn't think of the name of the drink, but he knew it rhymed with something.
He knew it rhymed with something, but he couldn't think of it. Probably couldn't think of that word either.
He's forgetful, I guess, absent-minded. Yeah.
It was a very quick lesson too.
Yeah.
So that was it, just in and out.
In and out, yeah. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Hold on. He couldn't remember the name of the drink.
No.
But then
he was calling pickle juice pick juice.
Yeah, but then he also said pickle teeny at one point.
Yeah, so he remembered that part.
So what was he forgetting? Pickle martini?
Pickle juice, he just forgot the name of that. Oh. You know, because he's saying pick juice.
Yeah, okay.
Because I guess
yeah.
It didn't fit in his, you know, the phrasing of his song that he made
up.
Well,
he has such a closed-minded view of phrasing, you know?
I know. Mm-hmm. It's done this way and it can't be changed. And yet, he martini glass, he shoved into where we all thought the word cup was going to be.
Right. Yeah, I was fully ready for cup, and then I get martini glass.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Egregious.
But we love him. We love him all the same.
Yeah, come on the pod and defend yourself, Ken.
We love your work, Ken.
Yeah.
Bye, Ken.
What's his name? Ken. Ken Loggins.
All right. Let's go make a second round, huh?
Yeah,
baby.
And then we'll come back and we'll give it a serious appraisal.
I'm going to do mine half. I'm going to just do 1 ounce gin and then a half ounce pickle.
You don't want to get tanked?
I'm already a little tanked, so I'm gonna.
I'm pretty tanked myself.
I'm feeling a little fuzzy in the face.
It's like if it's a martini, is not supposed to be your first drink of the night, according to Ernest Hemingway.
Says who? Big Bird.
Hemingway says you tiptoe in with an aperitivo, then you have your evening drinks, and then you have your digestives.
What do I cannonball into, my man?
Yeah.
Yeah. First, you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Huh?
What's that?
Hip hop.
Kendrick.
Kung
Fu Kenny.
I have that feeling of like it's hitting me too. I feel flush and slapped in the face. Do you feel like that?
Oh yeah, royal flush. Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks. We're gonna go. And when we come back, we'll have our final thoughts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah.
back with round two. I got the Vlasic Extra Hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little foamier. Whatever they put in the Extra Hot, it's got a little more foamy viscousness.
Remember how before I was saying, like, oh, I'm just going to do half the recipe. I did the same specs.
Michael.
Still looks like highlighter yellow.
I know.
Swamp juice.
Timmy?
I did same spec, but I did Famous Dave's Devil's Spit. And when I tasted it straight from the jar, it tasted sweet. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Is Devil's Spit like it's supposed to be hot? Is that the
because of all the extra hot hellfire?
Yeah.
Okay, it's got sugar on the nose. It's sweet. Sugar on the nose, and then the heat sneaks around back, but it's not
sugar
like,
on the nose.
It's not like McClure's whatsoever, but it's good. It's I would say the sweetness doesn't go very well with vodka.
Agreed. The sweetness for it, I don't like in any form really on the pickle chips or on the pickles. But you know what I wish I'd gotten in retrospect? You know, you go into the grocery store and you see all these natural pickles in a clear jar with clear brine. But then I'm afraid they won't have that. I want the pickle punch. I associate the highlighter yellow with having like a really tart, pickly punch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you want like, I like a garlicky pickle. Like those Batomps or Bubbies, they have such a big punch, but they just don't have like food dye in them. This yellow stuff is dye because think about it. Cucumbers are not yellow. Or is it that a little bit of green comes out of the skin and makes the whole thing yellow?
No, they add yellow five or something.
Yeah.
Really? I don't really like those garlicky ones. And I wonder if like my taste in pickles is more towards like the Vlasic-y yellow five ones. I wonder if it's just because it's like I've had those more or grew up with those as a kid.
What do you mean when you go to a good deli, Mike? Like you go to Katz and you get a pastrami sandwich. Mm-hmm. Don't you like those ones on the table?
Yeah, that's true. But they also give you like a bunch of different kinds, and I'm not sure which is which. Yeah,
there's usually just
a quick pickle, right?
And a half sour.
Isn't that what they call
red
it?
Red pickle,
quick pickle. It's like a grab and go.
Well, this with the gin is better than the vodka for me.
Really,
I don't like the sweet. I wouldn't do sweet again. But I could see the sweet working with something else, with like bourbon or something, just not with vodka.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go into my final thoughts, which are, yes, this is an order again. However, I don't feel like I had the best. I had two versions of this drink tonight, and I don't think I had the best for me.
Yeah.
There's a better one out there somewhere.
You're always going to be searching in life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I think I like these. Now that I'm drinking a second one, I'm really getting like sick of the pickle taste.
What?
Like this might be a one and doneer. You know what I mean?
Oh, so not an order again.
Oh, order again, but one for the night.
Right,
Mike. When you
not
do,
two in a row.
If you did a
not
dirty,
an order, yeah, order again in life.
Yes, if you have a martini please. Night, you probably have three martinis. Would you go dirty in all three of them? Because I don't. I can't.
Oh, I think I would probably do two martinis at most. I don't think I've ever done three.
Oh,
unless I'm
cross-eyed drunk.
Crazy.
If you have three, you end up on a flatbed.
Yeah.
Yep. No, that was actually two, but it was a sidewalk slammer.
Appetizer. the slammer started the party.
A sidewalk slammer, two martinis, and don't forget the ribeye.
Yeah, that's true. I love this drink. I'm going to drink it again. I think pickle martinis should be quite prevalent. I think olive brine is better, but I think pickle martinis should be fully in the stable, in the mix. There should be more savory cocktails in the world, folks. And I enjoyed this sweet one's bad, but I enjoyed my dill pickle martini at the beginning. And if I were not on a podcast, I would probably dial back the juice and have it be just a hint of pickle for like a real. Because, yeah, I wouldn't drink several rounds of this much pickle juice is kind of nasty.
No,
I kind of think it needs some other thing in it. I think if I was to make these again, I would do less pickle juice.
See,
but
then
something else in there.
I feel like
bitter.
So, is pickle juice weaker than olive juice brine wise? Does that make sense?
Right, right.
I know that it's a different flavor, but I also feel like I want more punch.
I would guess yes. I think that pickle juice to me seems somewhat drinkable, whereas olive brine is like zippy yow.
Yeah, seawater basically.
Yeah.
Well, folks, let us know what you think. Rank and report.
Yes, always rank and report.
Always be ranking. Definitely be reporting. If you see something, say something.
Only rank and report if you like.
Yeah, if you don't like the show,
yeah,
shut your mouth.
Write it down in your little notebook.
Keep it to yourself.
Put your notebook back in your breast pocket and walk away.
Close your little notebook, stick it up your ass.
Yeah. Spindle it up until tight. Anyway.
They know what to do.
They know what to
tight
do.
Tight little cylinder and, you know.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you gotta go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where we just talked about the best liquor logo on the blowout.
That's a fun, that would appeal to me if I were a podcast listener and I just listened to like an hour of Pickle Martini talk, and I'd be like, best liquor logo, that's something that's interesting. I want to hear these guys talk about that.
What's so nice about the Discord is you hear us on this, and then the Discord people get to listen to us. It's not the Discord, sorry, Patreon. Get to listen to us drunk.
Unfiltered, the real us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna it's a little looser, it's a little bit, you know, the music's up a little too loud, the neighbors are saying, "Hey, you got to, but hey, I don't know what's going on, man. I thought it was low."
I thought it was low.
I thought I put it on low.
They tried to make me change the volume. I thought it was low, low, low.
That's good, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, we should come out with more songs soon. That would be fun.
Oh.
Hearing you spin that little tune just off the cuff like that makes me want to hear more from my boys.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
More.
Cut this from the episode, but I wouldn't mind another single off the forthcoming Sloppy Boys album.
What?
I wouldn't also mind a single coming up on a Dutch album, dude.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, shit.
I'll make sure to cut that.
Yeah. It's all in the cutting room. We're safe.
Out. Ooh, and Slopheads, if you want to see me do some stand-up, I'm going to be in Chicago on July 28th and 29th at the Lincoln Lodge. I'm the headliner. Would you believe that? So I'll be doing a long set. Up to an hour, they say. Can it be done? Yes, it can. And it can be very funny. So go, come check that out. Go on the Lincoln Lodge website and get tickets there.
Nice. Folks, get over there.
Hell yeah.
Great episode, guys.
Thank you.
And great episode, those of you listening at home. You're part of the show as well. Very important part. We love when you tell a friend, get him on board with the slops.
Yeah.
Keeps the engine running hot.
Hey, and don't forget about the sloppyboys.com website. Grab yourself a t-shirt for these summer months.
Oh, yeah. Log on and spend.
Ooh, I got a... I'm working on a little bit of a design for Coolidge, the cat that the orange cat...
Oh, the Coolidge, the solid orange cat. Yeah.
You're doing character designs?
No, I got a little idea for a new t-shirt for it, so look at that. It might take me, because I'm the best drawer in the world. But
You know, there's another cartoon cat we forgot all about.
Felix?
I don't know his name or the name of the strip, but the strip has a penguin in it. A thoughtful penguin.
Is the cat orange?
Yes.
Really?
Penguin and cat comic. Oh, you'll know it as soon as I say it. I found him. Opus the penguin.
Oh, yeah. What's the cat's name?
Bill. Bill the cat. And guess
Bill
what?
Clinton.
He's got stripes.
Yes, I remember that. My mom used to have a little stuffed animal of Opus. He was holding a little heart.
He always looks sort of zonked.
I think it was from the same person who did Doonesbury. I feel like that was the same world. Remember Doonesbury?
From the guys who brought you Doonesbury?
When is Marvel going to introduce the Doonesbury crew into their universe?
Yeah.
Bill the Cat.
Bill... Oh, wait. What did I say? Yeah, Bill the Cat. Bill the Cat and Opus the Penguin.
Don't forget Hobbs.
Oh, well, he's a tiger.
He's an orange cat.
Yeah, same with Tigger if we're going into tiger territory.
Cat family. Yeah.
Well, tigers. Give it up for your boy.
Ooh, I'm drunk.
Yeah, well, we got it. What are we talking about? Let's cut this.
No, this is all good stuff.
People love this.
Bye, folks.
Bye. Give it up for your boy.